Okay, we're in Acom Explore. We opened in February 2008. We actually won the York Design Award. We beat York College, which we're very proud of. The building's changed from being just a library. It's now a library learning centre. We have four learning rooms, one is which is an IT suite, and we also have a cafe. It's a bit like bookshop stroke, Starbucks stroke, learning rooms, everything. It's really good.
It's really bright and cool.
It is bright and cool. We got self-issue machines earlier this year. They've gone down fantastic with the public. You would not believe, especially the elderly people. It's people my age that get frustrated with them because we just think things will go automatically. Whereas kids, it just happens for them. Elderly people do it to the book. And we all, like my age, go, oh, come on, quick, quick. But everybody's really taking to them really well. So we have, as I said, four learning rooms. We do Spanish, Pilates, lip reading, lots of different courses. And, of course, the IT suite that offers numerous courses in there, even family learning. I'll show you our changing places, which is... See you later.
See you later.
We have a changing places, and we're quite proud of this as well. It is a big toilet, but it is known as changing places. And you're all going to go, yeah, well, it is. But it has a hoist and a full-size hospital bed because a lot of homes and facilities were closing down at this side of the city. So Fiona Williams and Alistair Gawley decided to add this into the building. So whoever needs to use a hoist would have their own... Oh, I forgot what he's called. Sorry about that. The building, actually, is we used to get 180 visitors a day. We now get between 500 and 600. We also have public access computers, and we have a fantastic children's area where on a Thursday morning we do under five story time. And when we first opened, we used to get about four children, and now we average between 20 and 25 children down there singing on a Thursday morning, which is absolutely fantastic.
And what's the reaction like from the children and their parents?
They love it, absolutely. People love to come in here. They come, they sit, they stay for a lot longer. I think we're actually becoming known as that third place, where you're not at work, you're not at home, and you can still come here and do everything that you want
to
do.
As well, because libraries have been really stuffy for so long, and there's no reason why you can't come and chill out and enjoy a cup of coffee. And I hate it when you go in the library and you're like, I can't even breathe in here.
No.
Someone's going to tell me to shut up.
Yeah, it's different.
And of course, right now, Acom Library's got a greater importance because you're more or less now the central base for libraries in York while the central library is being redeveloped.
Yeah, we certainly are. I think the people who work in the Acom Library have felt we've been the flagship for the last 2 years because Central's been waiting for this refurbishment. So hopefully once they reopen, we will be able to hand that back over to them.
And how much of the template here in Acom is going to be reflected in the redevelopment of Central Library?
Explore will go straight into the Central Library. We need to sort of mirror. We still have to deliver what the community needs. So there might be slight differences to what we deliver to what York delivers or what New Earswick delivers, because you have to deliver what your community needs. But, you know, it should be abroad. It should be the same across the board, really. Did you know we have a eco boiler? We have a biomass boiler that heats this building. So that's very, very friendly.
That's what that thing is outside.
It is. And all it produces is potash. So any wastage from it could go straight on your garden. And we also have an ambulance response unit that lives in the back garden as well.
Okay, cool. Thank you very much for your talk. And we're at Acom Library, which is called Acom Explore in Acom.
Thank you.